You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. Sizzling Samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. Brett Goldstein, known for his role as Roy Kent in Ted Lasso, is set to make his on-screen debut in the second season of Shrinking, the Apple TV Plus dramedy that he co-created. Despite several previous attempts, Goldstein's role in the series remains a closely guarded secret, heightening anticipation for his performance alongside Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. Shrinking follows the turbulent life of therapist Jimmy, played by Segel, who begins to offer unfiltered advice to his clients, sparking significant changes for both them and himself. With a cast that includes Ford, Jessica Williams, and Krista Miller, the series promises a mix of humor and heartfelt moments. Goldstein's portrayal of Roy Kent in Ted Lasso has earned him widespread acclaim and multiple Emmy awards. Next piece of news, as filming for the second season of Netflix's gripping thriller series The Night Agent commences, new faces are announced to join the cast. Marwan Kenzari, Elise Kibler, and Dikran Tulane are set to star in the upcoming season alongside returning leads Lucane Buchanan and Gabriel Basso. The series, created by Sean Ryan, follows FBI agent Peter Sutherland as he navigates through high-stakes situations. Production for season 2 is underway in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Thailand. With the addition of Kenzari, Kibler, and Tulane, alongside with recent casting of Navin Nagaban and Rob Heaps, anticipation for the new season continues to build. Next up, Netflix's legal drama The Lincoln Lawyer gears up for its third season with a lineup of new cast members. Michael Irby, Maze, Klompus, and Wally Parks join the show, adding their talent to the ensemble led by Manuel Garcia Rolfo. Irby steps into the role of DEA agent James DeMarco, while Klompus portrays Annabeth Stevens and Parks takes on the character of David Lyons. Season 3, based on Michael Connelly's novel The Gods of Guilt, follows Mickey Haller as he grapples with self-blame and investigates the mysterious murder of Gloria. Showrunner Ted Humphrey promises a compelling narrative of redemption in the upcoming season, which is currently in production. Next piece of news, Apple TV Plus is gearing up to bring viewers a thrilling new series titled Imperfect Women, featuring powerhouse actresses Elizabeth Moss and Kerry Washington. Adapted from Arminta Hall's novel by Annie Wiseman, the limited series promises to deliver a gripping narrative that tests the bonds of friendship over decades. Moss and Washington will not only star in the series but also serve as executive producers alongside Wiseman. The show, set to focus on crimes unraveling deep connections, is yet to announce a release date. Next up, Fran Drescher and Paul Schaefer are set to return in the sequel to This Is Spinal Tap, directed by Rob Reiner. Joining them are new cast members including Don Lake, John Michael Higgins, and more. The film will also feature cameo appearances from drummers Chad Smith and Lars Ulrich. Details about the roles of the new cast members are still under wraps. The sequel reunites aging heavy metal rockers for one final concert after 15 years. Real-life musicians like Elton John, Paul McCartney, Trisha Yearwood, Questlove, and Garth Brooks will also make cameos. Currently filming in New Orleans, the release date for the sequel is yet to be announced. Moving on, fresh off recent successes in Wonka and Dune Part 2, Timothy Chalamet has landed a big deal with Warner Brothers. This deal means he'll work on new projects as both an actor and producer. Wonka tells the story of a young Willy Wonka before he became the famous chocolatier, while Dune Part 2 sees Chalamet reprising his role as Paul Atreides in a galaxy-spinning adventure. Both movies did well at the box office, making over $500 million each worldwide. Warner Brothers was impressed by Chalamet's success in these films and offered him the deal. While we don't know what projects he'll be working on next, fans are excited to see what's in store for the talented actor. This deal marks a major milestone in Chalamet's career, showing that his hard work is paying off. Last piece of news, Disney Plus is set to release a documentary about the Beach Boys on May 24th, highlighting the band's influence on pop music. Directed by Frank Marshall and Tom Zimney, the film will feature new interviews with band members and appearances from industry stars like Lindsay Buckingham and Janelle Monáe. The documentary will explore the band's rise to fame and their impact on music, including their creation of the California sound and their innovative recording techniques. Fans can also look forward to a soundtrack featuring songs from the film, along with the release of band's iconic album Shutdown Volume 2 on limited edition vinyl. With its celebration of the Beach Boys' legacy, this documentary promises to be a treat for music lovers everywhere. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.